Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Reflecting on life generally, I cannot think of many recent occasions when I have shouted either from joy or from anger. In fact, shouting most naturally suggests an angry confrontation rather than a celebratory whoop of delight. We used to live in the shadow of Fratton Park, home to Portsmouth Football Club. No need to wonder what the score was. The roar of the crowd on seeing their side put the ball in the back of the net was an overwhelming shout of joy. Could also tell on the faces of the crowd as they left at the end of the game if the result had gone Pompey's way. Finding joy in life proves elusive for most of us. The standard answer to questions about our well-being is, I'm fine. A friend of mine suggested this stands for freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. This certainly reflects my general demeanor as I navigate life. Life works, and I'm getting through it. However, I'm left wondering if this is as good as it gets. Even as the life experience accumulates over the years, I'm left feeling confused and uncertain if I'm actually doing the best I can with my life. If I'm really honest, I think I'm far too easily informed and subsequently influenced by my observations of other people's experience of life. I assume that their smile is far more genuine than my own. Whilst I'm muddling through and doing my level best to put my best face forward, they have self-evidently found and extracted the elixir of happiness. Yet on closer examination, most people are struggling just as I am. It was only over the last few years that I've identified peace of mind as the true source of joy. Identifying and then having the courage to pursue what gives me peace of mind gives me joy. Psychologists have shown that we each have different joy levels, just as we have different intelligence levels. So I can't find joy by copying what someone else does. Nor can they mimic me and find the joy I mine from life. I need to find joy where I can and have the confidence to live in that space regardless of what I see others doing or in the face of their disbelief or criticism. For me, my exploring contemplative life, gardening, walking in natural surroundings, reading and running a home all make me happy. They won't make me financially rich, but they do give me peace of mind and much joy. As we enter into the God space today, what is your level of joy like? And what are those things that give you joy? Finding these out will enable you to live a more complete life and reduce the stress of modern day living considerably. Amen. It has taken me a long time to distinguish what truly gives me joy from amongst the many sounds that create my head noise. These are things that God has planted within me and with which I connect with God, who is the source for all my true happiness and joy. Now, if you'd like any further advice or encouragement, write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and together we can explore who and where God is in our walk of faith, and I look forward to your questions, comments and concerns, and will write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family to follow along with these daily meditations at home. Join me also this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer and one of your own great testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.